Amen. Take your Bibles, go to the book of Matthew tonight. Get this thing, make sure I'm on. Just appreciate so much the group that came and all the work that was done. We knocked on some 2,000 doors. It was unbelievable what we got done that week. Had a lot of fun, and it's always a good time to get back together with people you're friends with from way back, like your pastor. And for the right price, I have stories, and so y'all can see me later. We were in a dorm all 3 years at Bible College. We were freshmen together in a dorm, and then they made him a dorm supervisor, and I was in his dorm. And so for 2 years, and so we had a lot of fun and have a lot of fond memories, and I thank the Lord for him. I praise the Lord for the opportunity to preach tonight, and I appreciate that. Matthew chapter 15 tonight. Matthew chapter number 15. We're going to be looking tonight at a passage of Scripture that is familiar to many of us. We're going to start reading in verse number 21. The Bible says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We're so grateful tonight for the opportunity to be in your house. And God, I pray that you would just empty me of myself. God, fill me with your power tonight. Lord, just use me to preach your word to your people. God, we come tonight just desiring to hear from heaven. Lord, I don't want to be seen or heard tonight. I just want you to be seen and heard through me. Lord, help us to take from your word that which we need, to glean from it, Lord, that the seed of the word of God would find good ground in our hearts. And Lord, that we would be changed because of it, Lord, when we leave here tonight. God, different people than we came in. And God, I pray that you'd meet every need assembled in here tonight. Lord, I don't know what they are. And God, even if I did know, I wouldn't have any power to meet those needs. But Lord, your word is quick and powerful, and it'll meet every need assembled, Lord. We have faith in that. And God, I pray if there's one here lost, they'd trust you tonight. God, maybe some that are just far from you, that they'd draw close to you. Lord, possibly someone that just needs encouragement. Lord, whatever the case tonight, I pray that your word would have its will and way. God, I pray that you'd bind Satan from this place. Lord, we'll give you the honor, glory, and praise for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Interesting passage tonight, and one of the more interesting for me, at least, that I find in the Gospels, because we see here an interaction between the Lord Jesus Christ and this Canaanite woman that's a little odd, if we'd be honest. If we just look at it at the first glance and your first impression, it's not what we would expect. This woman, of course, comes to Jesus with a great need, and he's been healing. He's been doing all sorts of things. His fame has spread throughout the land. And she comes to him with a need, and at least seemingly to look at it, she's put off by the Lord. If you look at it, he keeps her at arm's length, and that's not what we would expect out of our Lord, and that's obviously not what's happening, but that's what we would see if we didn't take a closer look. And the title tonight simply would be, Are We Willing to Eat Crumbs? Are we willing to eat crumbs? You know, in the society we live in tonight, there's no doubt about it, and everything is geared towards self-gratification, getting everything I can, everything I want, no matter what it takes, no matter what it costs, no matter who it hurts. And it's all about good old number one, and I'm going to get ahead no matter who I've got to squash to do it, and I'm going to make sure I gratify myself, and I deserve, and I'm entitled, and all these things are current themes in our society and our pop culture and things of that nature. We just came through the Thanksgiving holiday. What a blessed time to be thankful. But then you have Black Friday. You go out, and how many of you Black Friday shopped? I'm telling you, anymore, you've almost got to carry a pistol with you to make sure you're safe going Black Friday shopping. And we laugh a little bit, but it goes right in with what we're saying. Man, people think they're entitled to whatever they're there for, and if they don't get it, sometimes it gets ugly. And you've probably seen now the stories of out in California, the one that was maced, and then they broke into a car after Black Friday, and people were murdered. Just insane what takes place in our nation. And people are just so convinced that they deserve a certain thing and that they should be treated a certain way. You know, sadly tonight, as God's people, we're not altogether different sometimes. Sometimes as God's people, we feel the same way. We think that we're entitled to something. We think that we deserve something. We think that we should be treated a certain way. And if we're not careful, we allow those things to influence how we behave and how we interact with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll miss out on what God wants to and can do for us. This woman here came to Jesus Christ, and if she would not have been who she was and would not have continued like she did, she would have missed out on one of the greatest blessings, no doubt, anyone would have ever had in their life. She had a great need, and that was that her daughter was vexed with the devil, the Bible says, and she wanted the healing there. She wanted that taken care of. And so as we look at this text tonight, we need to realize tonight that we can't forget that we are needy people. The Bible says, "O wretched man that I am." The Bible says that my righteousness is as filthy rags. The Bible says that my heart is deceitfully wicked above measure. Who can know it? The Bible tells us and teaches clearly that as human beings, if we got what we deserved, we'd all be in a devil's hell tonight. That's all that we deserve as human beings. And praise the Lord for His mercy. What a powerful message this morning. Amen. And it is by His mercy that He saved us and that we're not destroyed. And it's by His mercy that once we get saved, He doesn't zap us every time we sin. What a wonderful thing that is. But we've got to remember tonight when we come to God to come from the place of the ones that need something, not the ones that deserve something. Let's look at our text here tonight in this woman. Several things I want to look at is how she came to the Lord. And just remember that thought. It'll come back. Are we willing to eat crumbs? First of all, she came to Him. She was pleading. She was pleading. She had a great need. No doubt her child was vexed with the devil. No one else could help her. More than likely, she had probably tried to get help from everyone else she possibly could and was probably at her wit's end. And she'd heard of this man, Jesus, that walked among them, that was healing the lame and causing the blind to see and doing miracles. And she knew of His fame and what He had done. And she knew that many had said He was the Christ. And we're going to see in this text and how she relates to Him that she would have been one that believed that. But she came to Him pleading. Notice there's a great difference between pleading and demanding. Listen, how we approach God with our needs will go a long way in getting our needs met. She didn't come to God and tell Jesus Christ she deserved to have this daughter healed. She didn't tell Him she deserved a miracle. She didn't tell Him that He should stop what He was doing and deal with her. No, she came pleading. She came from a very needful spot. And you know, we would do well tonight to remember that when we address God and we come to Him with our problems, we shouldn't come demanding things. Think of your own children. If you've had children or raised children, when they come to you demanding, usually they don't get what they ask for. But when they come sincerely out of need and out of dependency, we're much more willing to step in and help, aren't we? And Almighty God is no different. This woman came to Him pleading. You say, "Well, I don't want to beg." Listen to me. If you're going to get things from God, you better learn to beg. That's what we have to do, because in the eyes of an almighty, all-powerful God, the only hope we have of anything is to beg. We're not worthy of anything else. And you say, "Well, but I deserve and I serve the Lord and I've given my life." Listen to me. That's the wrong way to come to God. We have to come pleading. She came pleading for what she needed. She told Him what she needed. Not only did she come pleading, but she was persistent. She was persistent. The disciples tried very hard to get rid of her. Look there at the text with me. She came and she asked her question. It's amazing to me when she said what she did. "O Lord, Thou Son of David, my daughter's grievously vexed with the devil." Look at verse 23. "He answered her not a word." Now don't misunderstand the text tonight. The Lord's not being rude. He's not being standoffish. He's not trying to turn away this lost person or this person that needs something from Him. He's testing her faith. "He answered her not a word." And then the Bible says, "And His disciples came and besought Him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us." She wouldn't take no for an answer. She was persistent. You know, I find sometimes as Christians, the reason that our prayers don't get answered and the reason that we don't get a hold of heaven is not because God doesn't desire to answer. It's not because He's not listening. It's simply because we're not persistent. We hit our knees and we beg God for something for about 2 minutes, and when it doesn't answer in the next 10, we give up. She was persistent. When she asked the Lord and He didn't answer, she continued to ask the disciples and try to get back to Jesus, to the point that they said, "Listen, get rid of her. She's driving us crazy." She was crying after them. She was persistent. You know, if we're going to get from the Lord what we need, we've got to get back to being persistent. The great moves of God in our history, in this nation and around the world, didn't come from flippant requests of just asking God, hey, do something if you'd like. No, it took men and women of God that hit their knees and were persistent in prayer and begged Almighty God's throne that He would move in a mighty way. And guess what? When those things take place, God shows up. God shows up. He desires to show Himself mighty. The Lord didn't ignore her, seemingly, to get her to leave. He wanted to see how serious she was. Have you ever had a prayer that you really needed answered and it seemed like you prayed it forever before it got answered? Listen, God answers on His timetable. And sometimes He makes us wait just to see how serious we are. You ever had a child that comes and wants something and you put them off and you put them off and you put them off because you know it's something that they need to be serious about? Maybe they want to play this sport or they want to get a pet. And finally, when you believe they're serious, then you give in. Listen to me, sometimes God just wants to know how serious we are. This woman was persistent. She was persistent. Not only was she pleading, not only was she persistent, this next one's so important, she was not proud. She was not proud. Look at this. She keeps bothering Him, and finally in verse 24, the Bible says, but He answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. First He says, listen, I'm not here for you. Now, wait a minute, we've got to build this story and put ourselves there. First, He ignored her. At least that's what she thought, and at least that's what it looked like. Then when He does respond, He says, I'm not here for you. I'm here for the Jews. And if it was you or I, I'm going to tell you right now, probably after getting ignored, we would have left. Because we would have said, nobody's going to treat me like that. I deserve better than that. I don't know who in the world, listen to me. We say, oh, I wouldn't have done that to the Lord. Why? We do it to so many other people. We get convinced that we deserve something. We're not willing to humble ourselves. Our own pride keeps us from getting what we need from God. She wasn't proud. Not only did she persist, but then when He tells her He came to Israel, the Bible says in verse 25, she left in a huff. No. Then came she and worshiped Him. The idea here of her worshiping Him is that she humbled herself. She bowed before the God of all glory that had taken on flesh. She worshiped Him, and I guarantee you at this point, her tone even changed. Notice at the beginning, she told Him her problem and He ignored her. Then she cried after the disciples, but then here as she bows before Him, I guarantee it was a different tone when she says here, Lord, help me. She was persistent, but she wasn't proud. She was okay to humble herself before the God of all heaven. Can I tell you, we can learn something from that? It's time that as Christians we learned how to be humble again. We learned how to get on our knees and get on our face before God and to realize we don't deserve and we're not entitled. And the reality is that just breath this morning was a gift that we didn't deserve to have. She wasn't proud. She says, Lord, help me. In verse 26, but He answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And if we're not careful, if we don't finish the text and understand what He's doing, it really seems that the Lord's really beating this lady up. And that's not what He was doing. He was just testing her faith. Listen, don't forget, He was God. He knew how this was going to end. He knew that in the end, she was going to have her request granted. He knew that in the end, her daughter would be healed. He knew the end of this, but He also knew that He was teaching her lessons along the way. And her humility lasted even through that. And she stayed. Can you imagine if somebody called you a dog tonight? It's fighting words. Sadly, that's where most of us are. This was the God of all heaven that said this to her. And He wasn't being derogatory. He was just comparing the fact that He had came to the chosen people of Israel versus the Gentiles. He was just using terminology she'd heard her whole life. But again, it could have very easily offended her had she allowed her pride to get in the way. But she wasn't proud. Not only was she not proud, but she was positive. Look what she says back. And she said, truth, Lord. She didn't argue with Him. She said, you're right. She says, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She said, you're right. Now don't forget, she had worshipped Him. More than likely, she was still on her knees at this point. She was still in, if you will, a posture of worship and a posture of bowing. And she said, you're right. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall off the table. What she was saying to the Lord is, listen, I don't want the bread. Just give me some crumbs. What she was saying is, Lord, I don't have to have everything you brought for Israel. I just want a crumb. I don't need the steak. I don't need the whole dinner. I just want a crumb. What she was saying to Jesus is, I understand you came for the house of Israel, and I'm not trying to change that, but just let me have a crumb. And you and I would do well tonight to get to the place where we would say to Almighty God, I just want some crumbs tonight. Lord, I don't have to have everything and anything that I've ever wanted, but I'd love to have some crumbs so that I could go on serving you with my life. I'd love to have some crumbs so my prayers could be answered. She said to the Lord, you're right, just let me have a crumb. That's all I want, some crumbs. Not only was she pleading, she was persistent, she was not proud, she was positive. She was prosperous. The Bible says in verse 28, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Great is thy faith. Now, why in the world would he say that? Well, look how she'd interacted with the Lord. She'd stuck through all the questions. She'd stuck through the standoffishness, at least it appeared to others, of him not answering, and then of him saying something she didn't like to hear, and then he refers to her in a derogatory way. I mean, all the things that we would think would have put her off, but she just persisted through it all, and it's because she understood she just needed some crumbs. You know, you and I could go a long way spiritually on some crumbs. We go a long way spiritually on some crumbs. When we think about Almighty God tonight and all He has in His storehouse and all the blessings and all the power, listen, we don't need every last bit of it to function. We just need some crumbs. And you know what the blessing of this whole thing is this, as we look at this story and apply some things to our lives, when you're willing to eat crumbs, can I tell you, you usually don't have to. When you're willing to eat crumbs, you usually don't have to. She came to the Lord and she said, I just want some crumbs that fall off the table. And Jesus didn't say, fine, all right, I'll give your daughter relief for a couple days and then the demon's going to come back. That's not what he did. What Jesus did was said, great is thy faith. Be it as thou wilt. Look at that verse. Verse 28. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. He said, what you're asking for, I'm going to do it. What you're asking me to do, I'm going to answer. I'm going to provide everything you came seeking. Because you came willing to just eat some crumbs. Can I tell you, those that get great things from God, they expect God to do great things, but they don't demand them. God doesn't respond well to demands. God doesn't respond well to being told what He's going to do. I'm reminded of another passage in the New Testament when the apostles were asking Him what they would have for what they had given up. Remember that? They said, Lord, we've forsaken all and followed thee. So what are we going to get? Concerned about their own, concerned about getting for what they'd given, concerned about being repaid. And Jesus made very clear then that they'd receive 100-fold. But can I tell you how much more they could have expected if they were willing to just eat the crumbs? You know, God has never taken advantage of anybody, and He's not going to start tonight. God has never taken advantage of anyone, He's not going to start tonight. God's never shortchanged anybody, and He's not going to start tonight. You know, up till this point, Jesus had never told anyone, well, hey, I'm just going to give you a partial answer to this. Well, that's not how He worked. He was going to answer and heal, but He wanted to teach this woman to come from the right place. You and I need to learn to come to God willing to eat the crumbs. Because can I tell you, the crumbs that fall off God's table will meet every need we've ever had. The crumbs that come from Almighty God are enough to take care of all the needs we have. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. God's desire is to meet our needs. God's desire is to do that which we need. God just wants us to understand and come to Him the right way. Listen, He knew when this woman came, He was going to heal her daughter. He was God. She didn't know that, but He knew that. But He also knew that in the meantime, He needed to not only teach her a lesson, but He needed to record in His Word a lesson for all of us, for all eternity, that we come to God humbly willing to eat crumbs. When it comes to getting things from God tonight, as we get ready to close, let me ask you some things. Do you plead with the Lord? Do you beg God for things? Or are you more demanding, more matter of fact? Do we ask God or do we tell Him? Lord, take care of me today. Or do we ask God to take care of us? God, I need you to meet my needs today. Or do we just tell God to meet our needs? We need to come to God the right way, willing to eat those crumbs. Are we persistent? How often that we've asked God for something and not gotten it simply because we gave up too quick? I'm reminded tonight of a situation in my own family. I had a family member that was praying for someone that she had been dating to get saved, and that's a whole other story. She should have been dating him in the first place. But years that prayer went on, and I remember the night he got saved just because somebody didn't quit praying for him. I heard a testimony just a few months back of someone that had prayed for a sibling of theirs that was lost for 26 years. They finally got saved. What if they would have quit? What if they weren't persistent in their prayer? What if after a year or two or 3 years they said, it's a lost cause, I'm just going to quit praying? What blessings would have been missed out on? Are we persistent with the Lord? Are we proud? Are we too proud to accept from God what we deserve? Well, I deserve for God to... No, we deserve to die and go to hell. So the reality is anything else God does for us is blessing, is good, is wonderful. She wasn't proud. Are we positive when things are negative? Listen, her circumstances of life were not real rosy in this passage. She had a daughter that was possessed. She's going through a time with the Lord Jesus Christ that at the very least was a little uncomfortable for her. He's making some negative comments, at least it seemed, trying to get her to see some things. And yet she stayed positive. You know, most of us lose our positive outlook the second things don't go our way. Boy, we're on fire for God on the mountain. And then as we begin to go down into that valley, our fire and zeal goes away. Well, I'll serve you, Lord, as long as things go well. Well, we're not promised that. In fact, Jesus Christ told us through his word, the Apostle Paul said, all that live godly will suffer persecution. Jesus said in the book of John, in this world you'll have trials and tribulations. Listen, life is going to be rough sometimes. The man Job said, man is few days and what? Full of trouble. Things aren't always going to be positive. Life's not always going to be rosy. But as a Christian, you can still stay positive knowing, God, you can work in this. That's why Romans 8:28 is in the Bible, friend. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. We know that all things work together for good. We have to stay positive when dealing with the Lord. And then lastly, if we are willing to eat those crumbs, friend, like she did, we can prosper. We can be prosperous. Her prayers were answered. The Bible says her daughter was made whole. What an amazing thing. She left the Lord Jesus with exactly what she'd came for. Can I tell you tonight that if we approach the Lord right, we'll always leave with exactly what we came for also? He's not going to keep from us. He's not going to not give us what we need. Well, the Bible tells us that he wants to meet our needs, that he wants to bless us, that he wants us to have abundant life. That's what he came to give us. But sometimes it just comes down to being willing to eat crumbs. When you look at your Christian life tonight, are you willing to eat crumbs? Or do you think God owes you a steak? Are we willing to deal maybe with less than what we think we should have? Or do we think God owes us the silver lining clouds? This lady told the Lord, I just want some crumbs. And when she said that, the Lord Jesus told her, great is thy faith. And then he healed her daughter. Are we willing to eat crumbs tonight? If we are, then God can work on our behalf. If we're not, we've got to get to the place we are. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. I don't know where you're at in your Christian life tonight, but are you willing to eat crumbs? Are we willing to take anything God gives us knowing that it's far more than we deserve? Or do we think God ought to give us certain things? You know, this is so true in church work and church service. Well, I'd serve in the church if the preacher would let me do this, or if I could have this title, or I could have this position. No, how about just being willing to eat crumbs? Somebody needs to open the doors. Somebody needs to get water for the pulpit. Somebody needs to watch the babies in the nursery. Yeah, we just need to be willing to eat crumbs. And if like this woman we can get there, then God can work in our life. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for tonight, God. And we just pray that you bless this invitation. God, I pray that you'd use your word and use this message to speak to the hearts of your people. Lord, and I pray that if there's decisions that need to be made, they'd be made tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go ahead and stand with us. What, page 356. As we sing, if God spoke to you tonight, you need to make a decision. You come as we sing.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone.
Are we willing to eat crumbs?
In my distress,
are we looking for the steak?
Kindly will help me.
think we deserve
he
something from the Lord.
Loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus.
This lady got exactly what she needed.
I must tell Jesus.
Because she was willing to take whatever the Lord gave her.
I cannot bear my
burden. We'd be willing to eat some crumbs sometimes.
I must tell
Jesus. I'm going to sing one more verse in just a second.
I must tell
if no one else comes, Jesus. I'll turn the invitation over to your pastor.
Jesus can help me. Jesus alone.
I'd sing one more verse.
I must tell Jesus all of my
right
troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend.
Sometimes we just need to eat some crumbs.
If I but ask him, he will deliver. Make up my troubles quickly and end.
How about you tonight?
I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus.
Turn the invitation over to your pastor.
I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone.
Just keep playing through there quietly if you don't mind. I've been talking to the church that every time the Word of God is open, God is speaking. That applies to me, that applies to you. You've heard a powerful, pointed message tonight. We praise the Lord for it. I want to ask you this question: what's God saying to you through it? Can I share with you what He's saying to me? Yes, we need to be willing to eat crumbs, and that's the key thought. There's no doubt about that. But there's a phrase that just popped off the page to me. And it's how the Lord is speaking to my heart. That is when she came and worshiped Him and simply said these three words, Lord, help me. See, that's her recognizing her need of Him. A crowd this size, there's no doubt that there are people who have great needs. What's the answer? Fall and worship Him. And say, Lord, help me. That's the crumbs. But the fact of the matter is even if you're on the mountaintop, I didn't get to preach tonight, and I'm not preaching the last 2 weeks. Can you tell? I want to preach a little bit here. I'm simply trying to say to you tonight that it doesn't matter if life is grand or life is terrible. Those three words should be on the lips of every child of God. Lord, help me. Help me be the husband I need to be. Help me be the wife I need to be. Help me be the witness. Help me do what you'd have me to do. Help me through this. Help me in this. Help me. Some of you bus captains, some of you Sunday school teachers, I want to invite you. We're going to bow our heads here in just a moment. Just wait on me to do that. We'll bow our heads in just a moment. We've got a great task ahead of us this week. One thing we need to do this week is get the word out. How do we do it? Lord, help me. Do you understand that you need Him? Do I understand that I need Him? I need God. This is the message. And even the crumbs He has is enough to carry us through whatever we need. Amen. So let's all bow our heads and close our eyes. Brother Gary's going to sing. I'm calling on the bus captains. I'm calling on the bus workers, the bus drivers, the Sunday school teachers, the Sunday school superintendents. Calling on those who are in the valley, those who are in the mountaintop. Whatever it is that just want to come and say, Lord, help me. Help me. Give me the crumbs that falls to the master's table. Help me. Help me. Understand your need of Him. As Brother Gary sings, if you feel led, lead your place and come. As he sings, come on. Come on, let's talk to God about it. Lord, help me. Fall down and worship
Him.
And then confess, Lord, I need your help.
In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own.
Sing it.
I must tell Jesus. cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me. Jesus.
Folks are praying, you're still standing. I'd like you to keep your head bowed and eyes closed. They're playing through. Never want to let an invitation go by without asking this question: do you know for sure that heaven's your home? Have you trusted Christ and Christ alone? Do you know without a doubt, 100% sure, 100% positive, that if Jesus Christ came back tonight, or if you dropped dead of a heart attack, do you know that heaven is your home? Have you know that without a doubt, no doubt? Would you raise your hand in the air with mine, please? God bless you. Thank you. Is there somebody tonight say, Jody, I can't raise my hand in a surety to that, but I sure would like to be able to. I can't raise my hand saying I know that for sure, but I want to be able to raise it knowing that for sure. Anybody like that, would you raise your hand, anybody at all? You say, pray for me, I need to be saved. If that's you, you come, let us take a Bible and share with you the gospel. Brother Gary, let's just sing that first verse again. Nobody else comes. This will be our closing verse tonight. Let's sing that first verse again.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own.
Sing it.
I must tell Jesus.
I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I'm going to ask Brother John Minetta if he wouldn't mind to come. Brother John is our bus director. He's our children's director. He and Brother Gary are doing a great job. Brother Gary is over the Sunday school section of the Nehemiah wall. And Brother John is over the bus ministry section of the wall. I'm going to ask Brother John to come and lead us in prayer and beg God for a great day this week. You know, we can do all the promotion that we can. We can get all the word out. We can get these children working to try to invite their friends. We can do all of this. But unless God shows up, unless the Holy Spirit of God has free reign, it's all in vain, my friends. See, we work like it all depends on us, but we pray like it all depends upon God. And I don't want you to be guilty of contacting your roster without spending time every day on your knees and saying, Lord, in my Sunday school class this week, help me. Lord, on my bus route this week, help me. And God willing, in here, depending on the crowd and so on, we've got a lot of visitors in the adult crowd, then I'll adjust, refire, and preach a gospel message. Amen. But that depends on the crowd on Sunday. We won't know that until that day. But I want Brother John. He and his dear wife are doing a great job. I appreciate the staff around here and the deacons around here and the Sunday school workers and bus workers and nursery workers and patrol duty and ushers and choir members and the sound people. I mean, it takes a lot of work to get this, to keep this thing going. Praise the Lord for it. We've got a great church. But it's not great because of who we are. It's great because of our God. And we need to keep it all at His feet and beg the Lord for His help. I'm going to ask Pastor Keppel, if you wouldn't mind to make your way out to the lobby. I'm sure our folks, well, not the lobby, but the corridor out there, I guess you could say. If you do have a visitor's card, I remind you to take it out to the table. We've got a gift for you there. We appreciate Brother John. Amen. No doubt about that. And I'm going to ask him to close us in a word of prayer. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that we can come to you in prayer. We ask, Lord, that you'd help us this week. Help us each day, Lord. Help us as we visit. Help us as we pray. Help us to get our boys and girls out for Gift Sunday. Help some parents and some grown-ups to come, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the crumbs from your table are better than the meals from other tables, Lord. We pray, Lord, that on this Gift Sunday, that somebody will get the greatest gift of all, the gift of eternal life, Lord, We pray, Lord, that souls will be saved this week. It'll be the gift that lasts forever and ever. Lord, help us, I pray. Help us to yield ourselves that you could work through us and would have your power in all that we do. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.